It's the Afternoon Jams on the phone line. Author Tracy Bruce is on the phone line. You might know her as maybe Tracy Ray. I don't know. What's your maiden name, Tracy?
Bruce is my maiden name.
Okay. All right.
Tracy
all right.
Bruce. Yep. Not married, so no maiden name. But people that do know my race out of family always associate me being a Ray as well. So I go by both last names.
Because you look just like them. That's why. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, yeah. Those are facts. You wrote a book. I don't know if it was it last year or a couple years ago?
Yeah, I released it last year. Okay. So I wrote a Black History book that I have been working on for many years. Started working on it the summer of 2020, prior to George Floyd passing. Wow. And I started writing the book because I love Black history. I love it so much. Let me take a step back. It's called Systems That Shaped Black America.
Right.
And it is a book that takes you on a journey, a 40-day journey throughout history from the African-American perspective. So I highlight 40 mini lessons that highlights defining moments that have shaped the way Black people currently exist in America. And I go through our eras. So the chattel slavery era, the Reconstruction era, the Jim Crow era, and currently the modern day era.
Wow. Wow. You know, I purchased the book a while ago. I got to read it. I got a long flight coming up within a week. So I plan on, you know, I'm like 100 books in. So, you know, read it. It's a refresher, you know, but you might be giving some things that I never heard before. You might put it in your perspective. But I had to buy it when it came out and I purchased it. I just didn't tell you. No, man, I just went and got it on Amazon and got it delivered.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
But it looks like an easy read, though. It's like an easy read. It's something that I can tell I can read and get it done in a day.
Yeah, so I broke it out into 40 mini lessons. So each lesson is about 2 to 3 pages long. And I purposely did that because we're in the social media age where people don't read long passages anymore from my experience lately.
Short attention span, you know?
Short attention spans, yes. And so I cover a lot of information that I feel like most people generally don't know. We weren't taught this information in school. I had the benefit of growing up with a father from the segregated South who would sit us down, me and my sisters as little girls, I'm thinking 3 and 4 years old, and talk to us about Black history, family history, American history. So I grew up, I hated it at the time, but it became a passion of mine. And sometimes the way you grow up, you think other people have grown up the same way. And so I discovered that most people don't know much about Black history, including other Black people.
Right, right. That's true. Now, the book signing is taking place Saturday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Coffee Factory, 1402 Hudson Street in Muskegon. Now, for folks who don't know, where is Hudson Street at?
So Hudson Street, it's attached to the Coffee Factory where I'm hosting it, is attached to the Watermark building. So it's behind the Watermark building, and it's a coffee shop.
Okay. All right. I hope it's big because, you know, you got some juice out here in these streets now.
I'm surprised. I have been receiving an outpouring of support. So I'm excited about that. I didn't know, you know, I'm having my book signing a year late due to COVID. So I didn't know what type of response, but it has been a great response, been a little overwhelming. So I'm just inviting everyone to come one, come all. I think it's all information that we all could use, whether you're a Black American or not.
Right. Now, are you going to have books on sale there?
Yes, I'll have books where I could sign them live. They are $19.99 each. And then I also have books available, different formats. So if you can't make it to the book signing, I do have a website where you could get books. You can request signed copies. You could order an Amazon copy. And I also have electronic copies. So different formats.
Wow. That's dope. Now, what is your employer involvement with this event?
Yes. So I work for Miller Noel, formerly Herman Miller. And they have just been instrumental in my book. So they've been very supportive. And so they actually have sponsored employees who want to buy a book. They have agreed to purchase them. All of our leadership team has them, from the CEO on down. Yes. And actually, we have different equity teams or resource groups. And they've been reading through my book, The Black Equity Teams. They started in January for Martin Luther King Day, and they are wrapping up this week studying my book. Wow. And then I will be speaking to the company on Tuesday as a Q&A and a wrap-up session.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. Now, that is impactful right there.
That's impactful, yeah. And I've had I feel like I haven't did a lot of self-promotion, but I've had a lot of great people in my corner. So I don't feel like I promote a lot, but I've had a lot of opportunities to speak to different companies about the book. There has been other book clubs that have been started. I'm planning on doing a virtual book club myself beginning next week, March 4th. And so
good.
So I'm starting to do a little more self-promotion, but other people have been doing it for me, and it's been phenomenal.
That's good. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with promoting yourself, because I wouldn't have known if somebody wouldn't have told me about it. Like, did you know this girl? No, I didn't know. She didn't send us no press release. No, I didn't.
It's been one of those things. This book was mentally draining, to say the least. I kind of took a little time off to just kind of clear my head. And before I knew it, other people have been promoting it for me.
Well, that's dope.
I'm playing catch up.
That's good.
That's dope. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're on social media. How can people find you? Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff?
Absolutely. So I'll start off with my website. You can find me at www.dthetnb.com. So it's the TMB. I also have the same on Facebook, the TMB, or you can look for me under Tracy Bruce. That's Tracy with two E's. And also on Instagram, the TMB.
Wow. So your road to consciousness started at home in the household with your father, you said?
Yes.
How old were you?
I can remember conversations back to 3 and 4 years old. And wow. He would just share stories about growing up in a segregated South and also things that were going on within our family. His side of family is very into history and politics. I'll say it's a group of historians. And we had a lot of stories passed down to us from slavery and beyond. And so he would just tell us about things that was going on. The Bruce side of the family, which is his side of the family, have Bruce's Beach, which is a beach in Manhattan Beach, California, that was taken away.
Really?
In the 1920s. Yeah. And the state of California just reissued the land back to them after a 100-year fight. And so this is something that was unprecedented, the first time for this country, and hopefully will set the tone for other families to get land back. But we grew up hearing about like the fights that our family had.
Hold up, Trace. You got to slow down for a second. Slow down for a second, Trace. You just dropped something on us. You just dropped the beach that people was all over the news about the state Bruce's paying beach. Them $20 million, gave them the land, and they sold it back to them for like $20 million. That property?
Yes.
That's your property. Family?
That's my family. Yes.
Wow.
I'm not a direct descendant. I'm not an heir. But it's
okay.
I'm a relative.
It's in the blood, though. That's the bloodline.
It's in the blood. Yep. And so what's so funny is we were there in 2018 at the beach for a family reunion. At the time, the city council, the mayor, everyone came and apologized to us. And the fight has been going on for nearly 100 years.
Wow.
The summer of 2020 with the death of George Floyd is like the world opened up and became more conscious about racial inequity, and that kind of sped up the process. But yeah, right. It's been ongoing since the 1920s. Man, and so I grew up hearing things about that, which set the passion of Black history and family history. That's kind of what drove it.
Wow. So where were you formally educated at?
I was formally educated. Well, I'm a product of the Muskegon Heights school district. And then I went on to get my bachelor's of business administration at Grand Valley State University. Not trained as a historian. I studied a lot of this information on my own and just felt like it was a big gap in a need of things we weren't taught in school and wanted to share it from the perspective of just an everyday person. You don't have to be a scholar.
Right. And here I am. I'm thinking you just some quiet, shy person and you got all this knowledge that you got inside you and you just dropping your book. Well, we know you just getting started. So it's going to be it's on now.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. And I still consider myself quiet and shy. But, you know, I'm doing a lot of speaking and people are receiving the information well. And, you know, just reinforcing it is a gap. You know, I want people to know that African-Americans struggle, you know, from the African-Americans' perspective. But I also want people to realize that it's been a lot of systems and laws and strategies against the Black community. So right. a lot of times there are stereotypes against Black people. Right. And I want Black people, especially our younger generations, to know that, you know, a lot of things were stacked up against us, but we still are defying odds. And so to be proud and don't feel inferior to anyone.
Wow.
That's really the message of my book.
Well, I hope people come out Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. The Coffee Factory, 1402 Hudson Street in Muskegon. The storm will be over. The snow will be melting. Come yeah. on out there and let's buy up all the books she has. Let's just empty out whatever she bring inside there and order online and celebrate our own. We got to get you back. Before we go, give me your top three books that you have read that shaped you.
Yes, absolutely. The 1619 Project.
All right.
The Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome.
Yeah.
That one was really impactful of my life. And then I'm just going to put a plug for mine because I recapped all of that. So check out Systems That Shape Black America.
And also, I want to send a shout out to Bob Acker, who communicated with me. I already knew about the book signing, but he made sure he emailed me over detail. He was like, you know, we really pushing this. And so Bob Acker, one of your coworkers there at Millinois yes. Associate, at Millinois, really was pushing for you. And he's a good dude. He's a good one to have in your corner.
Bob is absolutely amazing. He is like my secret PR weapon. I'm so appreciative of him. He has been pushing and driving this book. I'm so appreciative of him. You know, I really can't thank him enough. But yes, he is an amazing coworker, and I'm so happy to have him in my corner. Like you said, he's a good one.
He is. When the George Floyd incident happened, he just called me personally. It's like, I just wanted to talk because it bothered me. And he wanted me to know that bothered him. And mm-hmm. that we as white America got to do better. And
yeah.
and he wasn't looking for any publicity. He just wanted to share that. And you know, we appreciate that. And he proves it with his actions. You know, so
he proves it with his actions daily. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not just lip service. He is living it.
Wow. Tracy, thank you so much for being available. Thank you for this book. And when I get back from my journey, I'm going to write a good review about it because I know it's going to be on 10. I already... And it's an easy read, so I'll probably go to buy some for my grandkids, too. I think I'll do that so they can get some, too. All right?
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. Take care.
Thanks. Right.
There you go. Tracy Bruce, author of the book, System That Shaped Black America. She's one of ours. She's from this community and published a very nice book. Make sure we go out and support her this weekend. Back to more music.